This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. A recent poll from the research firm Gallup finds half of U.S. workers fall into the category of so-called quiet quitters. This is the polarizing term that essentially means not taking your job too seriously. It's controversial because it's interpreted differently. Some take it to mean setting healthy work-life boundaries. Others take it to mean doing the absolute bare minimum and not taking pride in one's work. However you interpret it, it has sparked a conversation about burnout. Jennifer Moss is a writer and author of The Burnout Epidemic, The Rise of Chronic Stress and How We Can Fix It. She joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What about the world right now has us talking about it, especially now?
Well, you know, I started writing the book around burnout long before the pandemic and kind of waving my hands to say, here, we've got this big problem. We should be paying attention to it. And the pandemic, you know, like any other crisis, just tends to exacerbate those existing issues. But we've been watching disengagement, really, is what quiet quitting is disengagement. We've been seeing that as a major trend for a long time. Gallup talked about this pre-pandemic and said there was only about 20% of the workforce that was engaged. So here we are just in this high level of disengagement after a very difficult and challenging period in the workforce.
That level of disengagement, Gallup reported, increased in the second half of 2021. And it's the same time as we're seeing things like increases in union petitions, lots of resignations. Is part of this the fact that we have a very strong labor market, so we don't have to be desperate, unhappy, and servile in our jobs?
That is a big part of it. People have decided that life is maybe more important than they recognized or appreciated before. And so they've left, they've quit, and that has changed the demand. And we have more, you know, opportunity for change and new opportunities than allow us to have that flexibility of saying, you know, I want this in my current role. And if you don't give it to me, I will leave. And that has precipitated, again, this not just people resigning the great resignation, but people having work to rule mindset inside of their organizations. This is a revelatory moment. And so employers, because they have sort of pushed that loyalty for a long time, now have to be accountable to it.
I mean, what should a company do about it if they think they're not getting the most out of their employees or not enough? What do you do?
One of the reasons why we're seeing the great resignation and the Microsoft Trends data is sort of reinforces this is that people aren't leaving for more pay. The reason why they were quitting was workload and lack of empathy from their employers were the two top reasons. And so what employers need to gain from that is that workload was unsustainable. So the first thing that they need to do is assess, you know, is this a time to have growth at all costs? Is it innovate or die mentality right now? What is sustainable? So understanding that it's a bottom line issue, saying, okay, how am I going to make this more sustainable? Take a pause in what you think is your strategic objective. And if sustaining your workforce is one, then we need to have right to disconnect laws. We need to have guidelines around, you know, how much people are working and what is reasonable and sustainable. We need to be considering that people in our workforce want us to care about them. And that means more upstream interventions around preventing burnout, increasing mental health and well-being, and analyzing what to do to help support those people who are very tired.
Side note, this idea of quiet quitting became a viral phenomenon. We saw it a lot on TikTok. Does that suggest that this is particularly salient among younger workers?
Yes, the data does show that our, you know, 18 to 25 year olds and our sort of a little bit younger millennials are really feeling in pain, particularly from this pandemic. A lot of them started their job, their first job potentially, or just out of, you know, university, working in an environment where they've never met their coworkers or boss. They don't feel any real connection to the mission or values. They feel like their careers are atrophying. They also have, you know, a lot less agency than someone that's tenured or been there for a while. So they can't just say no to work. They're also following this dangling carrot and they don't even really know if that's the carrot that they want to be pursuing anymore. So they are just feeling really atrophied in their career. And a lot of the kind of qualitative data that we kept coming back was people just saying, I feel isolated, I feel lonely, and I feel really exhausted from the amount of work that I'm doing. And also a lot of the younger generation did say that they wanted to go, you know, above and beyond for those single parents, those working parents that were trying to juggle a lot during the pandemic. So they were taking on a lot of responsibility themselves too. And then you have student debt adding to that. And most of them living in urban centers alone. And it's just a recipe for them for burnout and a need to recharge. And that's why they're pursuing this sort of quiet quitting revolution.
Jennifer Moss is author of The Burnout Epidemic. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.